Well, we all know this is a hot housing market in North Texas. It certainly has been anyway. How hot? Well, it's the hottest in the United States of America. 35,000 starts in the first 9 months of this year. And some individuals, some high-rises, multifamilies, but lots of really interesting planned community. Jake Wagner's co-CEO of Republic Property Group, which has done a lot of these spread out around the North Texas area. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So your partner was over here a few months ago, and we were talking about, you know, building about as far north as you can get without going into Oklahoma. And now you're building west into Tarrant County. What's the allure? How do you pick where to go?
I think this market has been so strong for so long, and there's a lot of land here, and the dynamics of this market in general, the job growth, everything else, it's really looking for good opportunities in the standard growth markets that we've had, and trying to find really enough land to create a larger community where we have enough scale to really create something unique.
You know, all these work, live, play areas that have developed out, yours mostly are sort of conventional suburban living, right?
We're primarily in suburban markets, Frisco, Plano, Salina, Fort Worth. The closest in we've built is in Legacy West. We're doing a high-density infill deal right there by the food hall, but really all over.
What, so who's the demographic that moves to Salina or to, you know, west of Fort Worth or some of the areas like that? It's not millennials, is it?
We're seeing a lot of millennials. I'd say millennials are now a pretty good sized population of the home buying market, but it's really across the board. We create community and have a broad price point range and product offerings to really hit, you know, every demographic that's out there, from, you know, millennials to move up buyers to even empty nesters.
So what about in Legacy? Who's going to be your ideal buyer over there?
It's interesting. We've seen a younger demographic, but it's also a group that wants to be close to Legacy West and everything that's been created there, which is absolutely incredible. But
that's a whole town that just sprang up overnight. Right?
It's amazing.
But it's like living in a small town.
Yeah, it really is amazing. But all the employment there, not only in Legacy West but around it, Plano and Frisco and everywhere else. I mean, I think historically, you could live in the suburban markets, you could get a lot more for your money, great public schools, and maybe commute in and out of Dallas, but now you have these employment centers that have really sprung up all over the place.
You plan, not months in advance, but I guess years in advance, really. I mean, looking at a piece of raw land and then turning it into something that can eventually have houses, then somebody eventually builds houses on it. So do you get caught up in these cycles right now? I mean, We had David Auld on last week, who's CEO of D.R. Horton, and they're pulling back. I mean, we'll probably sell 600 or 800 less houses, you know, in the coming year than we thought we were going to, because the market's softening.
It's, you know, it's all cyclical, right? And we've been spoiled and had a pretty incredible market here for the last, you know, 7-8 years coming out of the recession. I'd say when you're doing a long-term community development like we do, if it's a 10-year or 15-year project, you're going to spend 2 to 3 years before anyone ever sees anything. So there's a lot of work that goes into it on the front end, but you plan for it in a business plan and a plan that you're going to hit a downturn, maybe two, during the process, because it is cyclical, but it's more of a long-term vision.
What kind of amenities do you put in there? Because that seems to be the big draw. At least that's the way the advertising I see is that. We've got this big Crystal Lake, or we've got, you know, a farmer's market, or, you know, a big townhouse. How do you figure out what people want, or do you tell them what they want?
You know, every market, every project is totally different. We look at the demographics and the market fundamentals and the size of the project. You've got your standard resort style pools and hike and bike trails and parks that are really going to appeal to everyone. And you talk about how millennials want certain things and empty nesters want different things. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of aspects like trails and parks and open space that appeal to everyone. But then outside of that, you just look at the specific demographics and the brand of the place to try to create something people want.
Is there a certain universality? I mean, could you build the same set of amenities in North Collin County that you could in West Tarrant County? in a development?
There's certain staples that appeal to everyone that you can. So, you know, resort pools, trails, parks, that's going to appeal to everyone. But I think there's nuances depending on where you are. In Fort Worth, for example, in Walsh, we have a makerspace, and that's been a very unique, different amenity than other areas.
Explain what that is. We talked about that before, but explain what that is. That's unique.
It's basically a facility that houses large equipment ranging from 3D printers, robotics, woodworking, laser cutters that are either too big for someone to have in their garage or too expensive for an individual to really make a purchase. And so it's basically a building that anyone can come in and use with the thought of teaching people how to create things again and make things. We've sort of lost that as a society, all the way from, you know, kids up to empty nesters.
We have, but maybe that's an example of what I was, where on the one hand you give people what they want, but sometimes you tell them what they want. And I, you know, if I was out there and I saw that, I said, you know, I never thought about that, but I would really like to do that. So in essence, you're telling me.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes you see a trend or you see something that would be really exciting, and you can't look at market research to say that will be really popular, mm-hmm. but you feel like it will, and the amenities are always different. And so in Light Farms, we just opened a brand new cafe, restaurant market that we're operating in there. And the thought was really food is a very important part of community. It's becoming more and more important. And you see anything from mixed use and retail projects having more and more restaurants today. And it's all about the experience. And so we felt like in Light Farms, there was a lot of farms and ranches in that area where a lot of the restaurants in Dallas get their produce, their meat, you know, their chicken, mm-hmm. everything else. And so we could source it from places that were nearby and really open up our own restaurant that would serve as a gathering place and an amenity, you know, for that community.
Right. Another example of something I didn't know I wanted, but I, now that you say it, I do. So you're further along in Light, north, Collin County, I guess. Are you 5 years away from build out there?
We're about 5 years away, probably. We're it's about halfway through,
so
I would
Walsh
say.
So Walsh is just starting.
Walsh is just starting. We opened it about 18 months ago.
Then hadn't you talked about another one north of Fort Worth, maybe south of Denton or something, some other areas?
We just finished a project called Phillips Creek Ranch, which is in West Frisco. And then we have our high-density infill deal in Legacy West, and then Light Farms in Walsh. And so we really don't do a lot of projects at one time. We do very few, but we like to be really
hands-on. But you
really
got to have one in your back pocket right now that you're going to start in 5 years.
Oh, of course.
Obviously. But you're not going to tell me what that is.
No.
Well, I could try. If Amazon was coming, you'd speed it up.
That is right. That is right.
Good point. Jack Wagner is the co-CEO of Republic Property Group, building Light Farms in the Walsh. And whoever knows what else, we'll come see you. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRL Dave.